Hello and welcome, Joshua, to a new subseason of Experience Shared's Pokemon Podcast, starring
subseason.
Yeah, it's season 8.
That's new. Sorry, didn't mean to get in your flow.
No. I was thinking about my approach to how I want to name this subseason, and some difficulties we have.
This is 8B.
Okay.
It's going to be
What's A?
A is Sword and Shield plus new Pokemon Snap.
Wow. Okay.
What are you going to make new Pokemon Snap a 30-minute episode, its own subseason?
This is where we always get into trouble, Joshua.
It could be 8A and then 8 uppercase A and lowercase B. What? How about that?
I think
make it more confusing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Greeniados.
Greeniados?
Yeah, aka Tanner Greenring, and I'm committed to doing all originals this season. This being our second run through, dragged kicking and screaming back into.
Yeah, I'll say this:
Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
There was a time where I submitted, maybe we just skip this one.
Mm-hmm.
But
I recall.
But it is a core game.
We were cowards then, you know?
It is a core game.
Now it's a coward's path.
We have to do it.
Not only are we doing it, but we've given ourselves quite a chore, Joshua. Sorry, did I say Joshua? Because what I meant was Jonix.
Yeah, those are new.
Jonix.
Those are new.
Jonix.
Roll right off the tongue, too.
Yeah. Jonix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Joshua. It's season 8.
Welcome. Welcome, Tanner. Welcome back.
X.
Good to see you. X? No. Can't go that far.
I'll submit to your naming structure. Fine.
Great.
Season?
You'll be my sub-season in this case.
8A. Sword Shield. Interstitial Rider bonus episode. I almost marked it as a bonus episode when I posted it. The Snap episode.
It really is.
Totally unimportant to all of you.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing this season, this generation, this sub-season. We've given ourselves quite a chore. We're playing a chore of a game so far, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say so.
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, the remakes of Platinum, but Diamond and Pearl.
The two that everybody thought were worse than Platinum. Why would you bother remaking the one that was the best?
What gen is this?
Four. Sinnoh.
Oh, I like have no memory of it. It feels like at the same time, I have absolutely no memory of it. And as I'm playing it, I'm like, man, we just fucking played this. How did they remake this?
That's been happening to me too. Well, I think probably the vast, probably the vast majority of people who played this played it in 2006 and probably not in 2021.
Several months ago.
It might have been even 2022 now that I think about it. Like when we finally made it to Generation 4 where we played Platinum.
Together, yeah. We bucked the trend.
Yeah, that was the one where we finally both did the exact same game and there was backlash there, but look at us now.
We know whatever the fuck we want, all right?
Can't have backlash at least until we start saying what our opinion is.
I'm just getting into my character. I'm going to be pretty hostile to you and the bug catchers. It's not anything. I'm like Jared Leto.
That's what our numbers need. Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I got to get into it, you know? I got to send you guys like turds. It's like a prank.
Well,
sort of getting character.
Is that a felony or a viral marketing campaign?
Let's talk about what we're doing this season.
Then it could be good for our numbers.
Joshua, we've played this game before.
Yeah. We've been to Sinnoh.
So we're coming into this remake with our remake boots on, which means we've got to slog through a world of locks and inane, complicated rules.
Although we are not making it as complicated as our own lock, the experience lock.
The bug catchers scream at us. Why don't you guys do another experience share lock? Hold your horses.
Not today.
We'll do it. We'll do it
There's
again.
Still other locks that we haven't done. And that's what we're doing for this season.
Josh had an interesting idea to do some kind of two-player lock. There's two of us.
Seems natural.
We play together every season.
Mm-hmm. It's the premise of the show for first-time listeners.
It's the lat lifestyle for me and you. Do you know that?
Excuse me? No.
Lat, capital L-A-T. Living alone together. It's when you're like in a committed relationship, but you each have your own space.
Oh, it's like that old GIF of the two old computers, and then there's like a heart going across from them, and then it says, even though we are miles apart, a computer screen connects our hearts, or something like that. That's us. That's Lat.
No, I think it's like they live in like it be like, I think it's very trendy in New York. Like two people will be in a committed relationship, but have their own apartments.
Oh, like when one of you maybe has a roommate and then the other one has like lives alone, but then that person's apartment is just a studio. And then the person who has the roommate is sort of waiting out until that roommate leaves so that the couple can just take it over. Not that I know anybody who's in that situation.
Are you like trying to find somebody to fill in a like vacant space? Is that what you're doing on the show right now?
Yeah, well, I don't really. Yeah, that's the metaphor. We're doing a build on a Nuzlocke because we've done too many Nuzlockes and we love
Soul-Link.
Debating rules and then getting caught up in them. Although this feels like,
you know what? There's like a spending freeze, governmental spending freeze in Sinnoh. The whole place is like absolutely corrupt. All of Sinnoh.
Shady Sinnoh. That's what they call it.
And the government just can't get their like heads out of their asses. So there's a spending freeze. So the courts are actually all closed. And there's no rules court this season.
Oh, yeah. No more rules court.
There's the normal Nuzlocke rules.
Yes.
Bog standard Nuzlocke rules.
You could just look it up. We're not going to do the whole thing on air. You know, just look it up. Google Nuzlocke. There's a whole website.
Go listen to our back catalog.
Nuzlocke University. Or yeah, listen to our... When was the first time we did it? Fire Red Leaf Green, probably?
Yeah, it must have been, right?
Season... Yanking my collar. Three?
Would have been...
B?
Three. B? Yeah. So it's a normal Nuzlocke.
But that's not all. The Dupes Clause. We did establish that. We are doing two mods to it.
Well, I'm pro-choice.
Okay. Well, me too.
When it comes to Dupes Clause.
Okay. Well, yeah. Also that.
If you want to have like the like ribbon of honor at the end and not deploy dupes, you're welcome to. I've already deployed it.
Yeah. I mean, we already ran into this issue. I presume you're provoking, which is that once you get to the Orb, how did we do it? Orberg. Great John Houseman name.
Orberg.
Yeah. Mine. There are only Geodudes and Zubats in there. And I already had a Geodude and a Zubat.
Not true.
So... Can I?
It's not true.
Not have anything in there?
I caught something.
I can't go back. So I get nothing. So that's going to kill your fucking thing in there. Uh-oh.
What? I caught something so good in there. I caught an Onyx in there. It's like my best guy.
Well, shit. I mean, rules court's closed. What am I supposed to do?
It's gone. You fucking murked him. Just like that. We haven't even explained it yet. And you've already killed a Pokemon on my team. Kill count one.
Great.
I got a kill count now, too. I didn't prepare a song. I guess I'll try to come up with one quickly.
Yikes. Well, we're really couldn't help ourselves. We still ended up doing it. We had to take it to an independent mediator because the rules court's closed.
Oh, I was so happy. The first thing I got in there was Geodude. And I was like, well, already got one of those. Second thing I got, Onyx. Yeah, I'll run an Onyx. You kidding me? Get that thing up to a Steelix eventually?
I think it would surely would have died before then.
Yeah, it just did. At your hands.
Rest in petals.
Here's the other fucking rules of Soul-Link Nuzlocke. When one of our Pokemon dies, the one that the other person caught on the same route also dies.
Or if they don't catch anything and the other person catches something, then it dies. That's what just happened.
Can I add an amendment to this?
You're trying to figure out how to, like, ram through an Onyx?
No. The Onyx is gone. There's something sort of nice about, like, the fact that I sat and trained up an Onyx the whole week and didn't realize until today. No. That would be cruel, making us wait until the episode to learn of all of our...
No, we shouldn't. Going forward, we should not do that.
So the concise rules are, when one Pokemon dies... The alternate Pokemon on the other team dies.
They are soul bound by the equivalent Pokemon the other person caught on that route or that area. So we have a tracking dock for ourselves.
Yep. If one trainer misses a catch, the other misses it too. And we're each, another rule that we added is we're each trading in a Pokemon. And that was just for the sake of our characters.
And then they will be soul linked. Mm-hmm. Tanner thought of that. So I'm sure there's some sort of like crooked scheme that he's got cooking.
And that's it. And then it's just a normal Nuzlocke. So, you know, here we are. Punishing ourselves once again.
Also, for those of you who haven't listened to one of these runs before, we sing a eulogy
for
our Pokemon that are dearly departed, except for this Onyx, because nobody knew it.
Rhyme zone and see what rhymes with Onyx.
Nobody knew it, and Tanner didn't know that he just couldn't even have that.
Electronics. I bet I can come up with something from electronics pretty quickly. You know anything?
I'm thinking of Eurythmics for some reason. All Sweet right. Dreams are made of onyx.
Joshua, we are dropped off on the sunny shores of Sinnoh. Once again, a place I have virtually no memory of. Must not have made much of an impression.
I feel that that actually is true season by season. Sinnoh is the one that you seemingly never remember.
Yeah. I sort of remember.
Just conceptually.
I remember Dawn.
That's like really weird to remember Dawn.
I don't remember the bad Tanner or the bad Josh in this season. He's quite a character.
Oh, the rival, the buddy?
The rival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can't get to that quite yet. We need to talk about who our characters are before we can get to their rivals.
Who wants to go first?
You've sort of been already, your character has already been spilling out onto the mic, so I feel like you're probably going to have to open up this pit.
Have you seen Us?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a boy, and the boy had a shadow, and the two were connected, tethered together. When the boy ate, his food was given to him warm and tasty. But when the shadow was hungry, he had to eat raboot, raw and bloody. On Christmas, the boy received wonderful bow catches and running shoes soft and cushy. But the shadow's TMs were so sharp and cold they sliced through his fingers when he tried to teach them to his Pokemon. The boy met a handsome rival and adventured across Sinnoh. But the shadow at the same time met Bad Tanner. It didn't matter if he felt any rivalry or not. He was tethered to the boy's rival after all. Then the boy got his starter, a beautiful baby Turtwig. But the shadow, he was traded a little monster. Umbre was born laughing. The boy caught a second Pokemon, a Starly this time. They had to open a Pokeball and catch the Pokemon inside of it. The Shadow had to pull his starter out of a bag himself. He named him Pluto. He was born to love fire. So you see, the Shadow hated the boy so much, and for so long, until one day the Shadow realized he was being tested by Arceus.
Wow.
So he's like the Shadow you.
Not in a good way.
Josh.
Shadow is bad.
Well, you've seen Us, right?
Yeah.
Pretty heavily influenced by Lupita Nyong'o's character in that.
Yeah.
Who, spoiler alert, is not an Us. Well, it's pretty complicated. Just go watch
it. Yeah, I'm going to have to just bleep that whole section.
He's hell-bent on destroying you, mostly via battles this season. That's pretty much just what I'm specking the whole team towards.
Got it.
I mean, as much as possible within a lock, right?
Right.
Oh, and then I guess you could like torpedo me. Oh, what a brutal move that would be. Like, you catch a Starly on one move, and I like on one route, and I catch like a Abra, and I get it up to Kadabra for the final battle, and you just kill the Starly.
Well, I already see a Pokemon on your team that I might have to torpedo.
I hope not. I love them all.
Which I wouldn't put past my character. But I have one thing to say first.
What?
This implies and establishes canon that I'm good Josh, right? You're saying I'm good Josh because the shadow of Josh is dark and corrupt. So it's anti-me because this shadow Josh is based on me, human, real, good Josh.
It's the inverse you. Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're not homicidal at least. Jesus, what a low bar. Look at this guy. Wants a fucking medal for not being homicidal. He names all of his Pokemon after what they're most afraid of. It's just mostly Googles me, like, looking up, like, what are carp most afraid of? You know? Or threatened by, sometimes I'll look up.
Being eaten?
Oh, you'll be surprised. I'll tell you when I tell you my Pokemon team later.
Yeah, I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to figure out the naming convention for my Pokemon, and then I abandoned it earlier today. And I came up with something that was a lot more simple.
It's a grim season.
Grim season.
I don't think either of us is particularly pleased to be here in Sinnoh again. I don't think this game has a particularly good reputation.
No, I think that we, for once, will be on the right side of history.
Bananas to me that they made zero updates to it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, let's just like, I don't know, like slap a kawaii bobblehead thing on it and throw it out there in the market and see if anyone bites. These two fucking idiots did.
On that exact note, I was looking for some fun facties earlier, and I was on the Bulbapedia entry about it, and these are the first core series games not to be developed directly by Game Freak. Would you guess that?
Shows. It's fine. I don't want to like shit all. I don't want to shit all over this like indie game company. It's totally fine. If you want to play Diamond and Pearl, I guess this is a better way to play it than. Is that true? Than a classic Game Boy Advance game?
Even if we know that there are a bunch of flaws to the story and like the structure or whatever it was with Diamond and Pearl, which is what drove us to play Platinum in the first place.
Game Boy Color?
Advance.
It was Advance?
Advance.
Yeah.
I still imagine most people, I mean, we'll figure it out, but I imagine most people would still probably say Platinum would be better. But I guess, you know, whatever, we're not going to yuck any yums on this show. If you're new to it, we don't yuck any yums. Maybe this chibi kawaii thing, this style is appealing to you.
It's just such a shame that they didn't update anything. Like any of the like convenience things, you know?
Yeah. The centers and the marts are still separate.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird, though, is that they did do some convenience tweaks, like the running shoes. You don't have to hold down B anymore.
Get ready to right away.
But
yeah.
And then they also brought in this fucking experience share, a Pokemon podcast.
Yeah.
Not that.
Good branding.
A bad version of that. An experience share that is on from the very beginning and applies to your whole team. So the things that they changed were just like making it easier, but it's not like an interesting tweak.
I'm the woman at the top of the Empire State Building in ID4 when it comes to the auto experience share, like right when the beam shoots.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, there's just nothing I can do about that.
Welcome.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm just accept that. I take that one.
I would say I think that that is going to make a Nuzlocke / Soul Link run substantially easier.
Oh, I know, but it's still going to be really difficult. In fact, I've already lost a Pokemon today, Joshua.
I know. I can't believe that.
Tell me about your character.
My character is Crystal Ball. I'm not going to be doing an accent on my bio because I tried doing that last season when I was Wellington Smith-Smith, and we all know that
worked
out.
I'd like you to try it again. You also tried to do it when you were
Papa Cultura.
I don't think it ever works out.
No, I don't think it works out. In fact, I broke one of my cardinal rules a few weeks ago when I was traveling for work and my boss came into Denver is where I was. And I tried, for some reason, I tried doing an Australian accent and he was like, that doesn't sound Australian at all. And I was like, I know, I don't. It's this show brought it back out and I'm bottling it all back up. No more accents again.
Emasculated in front of his boss.
I think that I hadn't really done one for like a decade, and I'm bringing it back, that never hearing it again. So Crystal Ball is just going to be your average Sinnoan?
Sinnoan sounds nice.
Girl from Sinnoh. Sinnoan girl.
Yeah.
Spends a lot of time, you know, reading fantasy and science fiction magazine. Every fantasy book, she can probably talk both of us under the table in terms of fantasy and sci-fi. Like, that's her shit. She got into some tabletop gaming recently.
Mm.
And what do you know? She thinks
tabletop gaming. I'm into that.
She might be the reincarnation of a great witch, a great wizard.
Oh, boy.
One that's been reborn.
Okay.
And she started getting into this stuff. She gets like the witch hat.
She's a LARPer?
You know, she's got a cauldron. It's just like a big mixing bowl.
She's like a LARPer?
She's just trying to figure out if this magic stuff's real. You know, is this really the reality that we're in? Or is there more to it? A layer of mysticism that we can't all see. And it, perhaps she's blessed enough to see it. Her soul is blessed.
She's going to do that with Pokemon?
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
She had one too many nights where her mom was trying to make her go to bed too early.
Is she like Carrie?
Bradshaw? Carrie? Drew Carey?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Which Carrie? Obviously, I don't know.
The Stephen King story.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
Psychic girl with the overbearing mother.
That sounds right.
Who discovers her powers and dumps a bunch of like, the school dumps pig's blood on her at the prom as a prank. And then she uses her psychic power to kill everyone.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a few tweaks, a little too psychotic, I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a wizard or a witch is only a couple of tweaks astray from just going down, you know, the dark arts, the fucking necromancer route.
Sorry, did you mean Drew Carey when you said what is that? Because Drew Carey. Yes.
There we go. Yeah, that's who I meant the whole time. So she put a curse on her mom. She's sick of being made to go to bed too early when she's like trying to stay up late and study these spell books and like come up with her own and like try to bring out her magic powers. So she put a curse on her mom. And just a couple of weeks later, her mom actually got like really, really sick. And then she was like, oh, this is really weird. Like, I got to get out of this town before like Twinleaf. I don't know if you know this. In Twinleaf, they actually have a tradition. This is kind of like covered in like, you know, the manga, some of the side stories of Pokemon. Uh-huh. But Twinleaf actually is like the Salem of Sinnoh. And like they burn witches and wizards.
She's like
at the stake.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. So she had to get the hell out of town. Leave her comfortable life, and then she gets got to hit the route and pursue her dream of becoming the world's number one best sorceress. And she needs to build out her spell book and, like, you know, hopefully stay on like the straight and narrow, not really get into some like dark stuff. But she's trying to.
Well, I got bad news for her.
Use Pokemon as spells. Her spells.
Because she's being hunted by an us.
I know. So that's where. She's like a pawn in this whole thing because she
sees right past your fucking facade, man.
It goes straight for me. So I'm Crystal Ball is my avatar.
Hopefully,
in the game.
I think all the us can do at this point is hope they use take some kind of psychic damage from it. You know,
I'm taking some psychic damage. I'll tell you that already.
This thing is coming for you, man. It's coming for the bug catchers too. I'll tell you.
Leave them out of this, Tanner. Leave them out of this.
All right, we should get into our journey because we have a whole fucking gym to get to.
Yeah, I guess we do have to do that, don't we? When do we have to do that?
Do it after this break.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back, Bug Catchers. Welcome back, Joshua, to Experience Share. We are in Twin Leaf Town, our hometown. Hometown heroes.
I wouldn't say that Crystal Ball is a hometown hero. I think she's fleeing the scene. And luck would have it, another person is fucking fleeing the scene just when she was.
Whom?
Adam Split.
Adam Split.
You see?
Figure out the pun.
Crystal Ball, I think, is straightforward. Although, did it take me an hour or two to come all the way back around? I was messing around with a couple of others, which were Merle Lynn. And I was like, if you don't look at it, it's not that funny. So Crystal Ball, that's just a name. Adam Split.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Adam Split is a lover of the sciences. And
yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
that's good.
So he believes in the power of science and technology to like further, you know, humanity or fucking whatever.
This is what I'm cracking up at.
So on the outline, I wrote, he's just as out of control as a child science fair experiment gone wrong. And he is so rude.
He's just right. He is so rude.
He's always, he thuds into me as soon as I walk out of my fucking house.
Yeah, he sucks.
To be fair, I was running also, and they thudded into each other.
He's just called Bad Tanner in my game, and he's the worst. He hates me, I hate him.
See, I like that. Now I like that.
Yeah, it's just like every run, and just like fucking absolutely despise him, you know? I'm just stuck with him.
Yeah.
He's tethered to Adam Split.
Yeah, oh, wow. There are some other, wonder what's going to happen there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm stuck with Bad Tanner, but I wish I had Adam Split. Science guy. Adam Split the science guy.
It doesn't work.
No, not quite as well. I should have come up with a riff there.
Is he married?
Is he married?
Because maybe his wife could be like Betty Split the science chick. Well, sorry, is he married and also is his wife, sorry, is he married, is he heterosexual, and is his wife a scientist?
Yeah, good. All right, yeah, I started seeing a call that was coming in, and it said woke mob, but then it got canceled, so I think you're fine.
Call him off! Call him off!
You're fine. Good job.
All right, Twin Leaf Town, say goodbye to mom. And we're on our way.
Yeah, she's in her deathbed for me.
Route 201. I don't know. It's the intro routes. So we're just rattling through them. You know, it's like the we're getting down the little lanes. We're learning how to catch Pokemon. We get through the cutscene. There's a whole lake with Gyarados in it.
Lake Gyarados in it. Oh yeah,
a professor and a young woman out there staring out at the waves. What could they possibly be looking at? By the time Bad Tanner and I got out there, all we found was a bag full of balls.
That's right.
And that's where I pulled Pluto out of my Chimchar.
Pluto. So Chimchar's greatest fear is Pluto?
Pluto is the name of Lupita Nyong'o's son, the evil son in Us.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be...
The two starters I took? Yeah. I took two starters, Eevee and Chimchar.
Excuse me? How did you get Eevee?
I traded it in.
Oh, you're already doing the trading thing.
Yeah, I have she has two children in the movie. Umbre and Pluto.
Okay.
Pluto was born to love fire, so I picked Chimchar. And Umbre obviously has got to be Umbreon. So I traded in an Eevee.
Okay. Okay.
I have two starters. I'm allowed to have two starters.
Okay. Well, that you should have told me already, because I should have already imported a Pokemon in that case.
Do it whatever you want.
Okay,
I'm not
so
your fucking boss.
Well, they're supposed to be soul linked, so the other one's not supposed to exist unless the other one is on the same plane of existence.
It's out there somewhere.
All right,
it exists. It's wandering a wild area somewhere.
All right, well, I'll have to pull something in. Crystal Ball will have to use her powers. She's really gonna have to tap into it and see what she can yank out of the ether.
You pull the Turtwig out of that ball.
Turtwig. That's right. Got to have some nature power.
There's a little bit more cutscenes happening. There's some cutscenes. And we're given some parcels that we have to deliver to the next town up.
We got to go find Adam Split, and his mom is sending us out.
To Jubilife City, right?
Yeah, she says he loves it. I believe that when he thudded into me the first time, he said that whoever makes it first gets $1 million. Did Bad Tanner say that too?
What is this, a fucking competition? Why has everything got to be a competition with these guys, right? This Bad Tanner's like, oh, let's turn it into a competition. It's like, not everything has to be a competition,
Mike. It's not your fucking science fair. I'm not participating in that for this grand prize of $1 million.
Yeah, Adam Split, the science guy.
Yeah.
Just doesn't work.
No.
We'll figure out something.
We got to get him a wife.
What's git mean? Is that a swear in England?
Git?
Yeah.
What, like G-I-T?
Yeah.
Do we want to go down that route?
Is git a swear?
No, it's just a silly, incompetent, stupid, or annoying person. Usually a man.
That could be this character. He could be Adam Split the Science Git. Is he British?
I like it. I'm going to do a little bit more digging to make sure that that's not a slur. I think it's some harmless British, Irish, Australian, New Zealand slang, you know, that all of these countries that are known for very PC ways of referring to people.
Joshua, I just realized I'm like fucking flying blind out here. I mean, what a hero I am for getting fucking 38 minutes in and not having a walkthrough open. I have absolutely no idea where we are.
We don't really need everybody who's doing this is playing this game or played Diamond, Pearl, or Platinum.
That's true.
We don't have to go that deep into like the Professor's Rowan.
We're on our way to Jubilife City, and it's the big attraction, and it's where everything happens, and it's where a big set piece is in this game, which is the Poketch Company, which is my item finder of the week, the Poketch.
It's back.
It's back.
And it marginally looks better than ever.
Yeah.
This is a straight import from Diamond, Pearl, Platinum, basically, except it's just a trigger button instead of the bottom screen.
So this was a DS game?
Which reminds me, this is a DS game.
Not an advanced game?
Yeah, I guess not. I can't even remember that.
You son of a bitch. You were so angry about it earlier. When did this goddamn game came out?
You said Game Boy Color. That's very wrong.
Diamond.
2006. I know it was 2006.
2006, which is a Nintendo DS. It was the first game for the Nintendo.
Oops. The first one on the DS, though, yeah.
Yeah, first games on the DS. Wow, God, really? We're just like, that felt like it was like yesterday.
And yet we couldn't remember
it's fourth
any
gen?
Of that. Despite
this
playing
not
this
possibly
on a DS
the
as
fourth
well.
Gen, if it was on the fourth gen, huh?
Yeah, man.
Wow, they're really slow at the beginning.
Well, Poketch.
Poketch. Here's what's the hot thing about the Poketch. You don't have a DS anymore. You don't have a dual screen. You have one screen.
Yeah, and this thing was the only thing that was down there, so it's really no big loss. Oh, and the underground. Oh, and we'll get to the underground eventually.
We're going to use a full 1/8 of your screen real estate for this Poketch.
Yeah.
The upper right-hand corner, it'll just always be there. You can have it be whatever you want. It can be a clock.
You a calculator.
Calculator.
Paste, what is it? A step tracker,
step counter,
step
yep.
counter. You can if
a
you're
pedometer.
If you're me, you could accidentally hit the R for too long, and then it gets really, really big, and it becomes your whole screen, and then you panic, and you don't know how to get rid of it.
And then it just gives you the only thing it gives you is a little finger that you have to move with the stick, and there's only two buttons, and neither of them close it.
No,
so you just have to figure it out. Yeah, it sucks. Here's what's hot about it. Hot. The Pokemon List app.
Sure.
For a Nuzlocke.
Finally getting its day in the sun, yeah.
Indispensable. Like, I can really keep an eye on these guys. Who's poisoned? Mm-hmm. Where's their health at? Do I get to hit a Pokemon Center soon? My kill count, well, up until the fucking intro of the show, was zero this week.
Mine is zero.
I think it's on the back of this thing. Not hot. The HM app that makes you still teach the fucking HM to a Pokemon on your team.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't have to teach Rock Smash to a Bidoof.
Did you not?
No, you got that wrong.
Oh, well, I used it a
so
lot.
So you taught Rock Smash to a Bidoof or something?
All right, well then hot. That's also
hot. It's hot. It's pure hot. This is the hottest app of the season. The Hidden Machine app.
I'm going to just change this to still makes you to never makes you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad for the historical record. Tanner is updating the
double hot
our outline. I would say that is a big improvement. We no longer have to have HM friends. Do I understand where these Pokemon come from or what's in it for them? That it's wild Pokemon that you summon somehow? Maybe they have like tracking tags, tracking collars, and they get zapped by the Poketch company whenever somebody is trying to use an HM. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, like what's stopping me from using whatever app on my Poketch? We'll get into it in a second. Whatever app does Rock Smash, what's stopping me from doing that on like someone's car, you know?
That's a good point.
Seems really dangerous.
Yeah, and I'd say there's a few people I've already encountered who I'd like to Rock Smash.
Let's dig into the fucking name of this thing, Poketch, because I ran into the guy who makes this thing out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's who
just
I was
wandering
exactly
the street.
Exactly who I was talking about. He deserves a swift Rock Smash to the face.
God, you like...
The founder
well, first,
of Poketch.
So you run into the founder, and he's like,
yeah.
I'll give you a Poketch. He's, well, first of all, Joshua, what do you think Poketch means? What do you think it's short
Pokemon
for?
Sketch.
Right? Or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, it's he says it's Poketch is short for Pokemon Watch.
Excuse me.
And I immediately just like, I like, honestly, for a second, like sat down my Switch and like had to sit and think. Watch. Poketch. Like Poketch.
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 That's actually kind of fun to say.
Maybe it's Poketch.
Poketch.
Is it Poketch?
Pokemon, no, there's just no way that it could be Poketch. We can call it Poketch. We are known for new listeners. We are known for taking,
Poketch.
You know, I would call them maybe liberties occasionally from time to time for how we pronounce things.
Hey, are you wearing a Poketch?
Yeah, let me check my Poketch.
It's good. It works. It
looks like I've walked 2,000 feet today. 2,000 steps today.
Mm, good for you.
Oh, it does have an actual watch on it. That's right. It does have the time on
it. Yeah, it's got
there.
A little Pokemon, or a little Pikachu going like.
Yeah, that's cute. Graphics are not updated from 2006.
It's nice. I like the Poketch.
What
did we
like,
just call it?
When it originally came out in 2006 on the original games, that was its flop era. This is actually great. Now it's useful.
It's all hot.
It played the
Double
long
hots.
Game, the Poketch.
The Poketch.
But the flop part of this is still that you have to play a pretty disturbing game in order to get it. A disturbing contest.
Oh boy. My trainer danger.
The Poketch campaign clowns.
This whole town is so sinister. Like, you go into the fucking Poketch company, and this is going to lead to the Poketch campaign clowns. You go into the Poketch company.
Yeah.
And you go up to the receptionist and she says, we're actually a family run business, so we're not very impressive. Immediately feel threatened.
Well, right. And so you mean so you're corrupt?
Yeah. And also like, I'm just surrounded by your family here. And then it's doubled down by you try to leave through Route 203 to the east.
Right.
And a guy stops you and he says, no, sir, I'm with the Poketch family. The Poketch
We're
going
to need you to buy one of those Poketches.
You're going to need to go find those clowns, sir. So you're compelled to do this whole thing by this family of goons who have this whole town like under their thumb. But then you do get a really nice Poketch at the end.
Yeah. You have to do a pretty simple trivia game by three clowns that are the trainer danger.
Oh, definitely designed for people who are hammering A. The answer was the first one every single time.
I think it was, wasn't it? That crossed my mind too.
Yeah. Did you start a group while you were in Jubilife City?
I did, and that was new, right? I don't remember starting a group, so I don't know where this group goes.
It's sort of implied that it's like a multiplayer thing, but
we're going to have to dabble.
Didn't really give me any kind of online or multiplayer options, so maybe it's just like something that had some multiplayer connectivity in the DS and they were just too lazy to port it over. Or maybe it works and we just haven't given it a shot yet. What'd you call your group?
Crystal Ball's group is the Alliance of Magicians.
Earlier today, when we were working on this doc before we got on, I had put a question mark in, did Crystal Ball start a group? And at the time, it had said, the Ball Boys.
Balls Boys.
The Balls Boys.
Is that better?
No, I'm just surprised it changed.
Well, I couldn't really figure out what was better for, like, the long-term longevity. I mean, you can change it.
Yeah, call it what you want, man. Whatever makes most sense for your character.
I was like, Balls Boys is the original one, but I don't really know what that means. It's basically based on, you know, we're in Bad Boys Club. So it's sort of like
Balls
Boys Distortion Club. World version of Balls Boys. Bad Boys Club is Balls Boys Club.
That's good.
But I think Balls Boys, that's kind of like a whole other scene. And we're going to be going with that one. Thinking maybe I want to go back to Balls Boys.
Shadow Josh went with the Bug Crushers.
Oh, okay.
The Bug Crusher group.
That doesn't sound nice for our
fans. Yeah, pretty mean,
right?
Well, have you seen us? That's what all those things do. They come out of the ground and they start crushing people. Tim Heidecker. Sorry, it's spoilers for us.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a long time ago. What's the, like, statute of limitations on that?
I think it's changed these days. I think it depends what it is, but I mean, if it's like a year out, I think you're definitely fine. At least a year.
Us. Movie. That was like 2018.
Oh, it's several years. I don't really think that it's spoilers.
2019. Your fault if you haven't seen it by this one.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are the Bug Crushers doing? Because Balls Boys or the Alliance of Magicians.
Fucking
that's
shit
straightforward.
Up. Fucking shit up for you and fucking shit up for the Bug Catchers. They're going to just say and do mean things about you and the Bug Catchers.
Okay, that's not going to be good for our numbers either.
So just he's on a fucking homicidal path of destruction, okay? For you, Joshua. He's trying to ruin your show.
Because I love the Bug Catchers and I support our fans who support us.
Yeah.
So he's the opposite of that.
Going to be dark.
He hates all of them. Well, okay.
Joshua, on my way out to Route 218, I was just peeking out here, just to take a... I was going out to take a whiz.
Oh, okay.
Off the pier.
No, that's a bad boy.
There's too many people. On my way out, a man gave me my first rod.
Whoa.
old rod.
You got that old rod.
Old rod, yep. And I used it to catch a Magikarp. The water in this game looks like it's a nice little indie studio. It looks like they probably spent their time on other assets and put a lot of effort into some other assets.
Yeah, this is not the high quality water that I have said, in fact, at least once or twice on this podcast that Nintendo is known for. I think Nintendo, nobody animates water better than Nintendo or its subsidiaries. So that's where you can tell that this is farmed out to a third party, because this water is not up to Nintendo standards.
But then we're back on our way out to Route.
Crystal Ball caught a Magikarp also. She was trying to do some water bending.
They're soul linked.
Mix it all up.
Wow, she's a bender too. A water bender.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So if she's dabbling, she doesn't really know what
isn't
she
that
is
like,
yet.
That's some like completely different schools of magic, isn't it?
She doesn't really know what she is yet, though. She's just trying out every school.
Route 203, Joshua, I like remember it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't remember any of these story beats, but I remember this route.
I did remember this layout, yeah.
Like it's etched into my retinas. You peel through, there's a bunch of shady spots and grassy spots to catch Pokemon, some trainers, and then you're on your way to the Orberg Gate, which is a gate on the way into Orberg Mine.
Just before Orberg Gate, you encounter a youngster called Logan. And youngster Logan has Joshy's sweetie, Shinx.
So do I.
You also have a Shinx?
Yeah.
You got a Shinx?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you get it? Did you get a Shinx here?
Route 202.
You got a Shinx and an Onix. At least the Onix is dead. But you have the Eevee. My team is not as exotic. I didn't get a Shinx. I had to fawn after Logan's Shinx, which is just, I don't.
Fawned after mine. It's really good.
I don't think I really have to go into why Shinx is Joshy's sweetie.
Yeah, it's really sweet looking too.
I mean, this thing could be a fucking mascot for Joshy's sweetie as a segment. And it still looks good.
Is this the game that introduced Mega Evolutions? No.
No.
Wow, what a grim...
grim season.
Dark night of the soul.
Oh, yeah. We should really be issuing a scare warning. That's another throwback. We'll just give a scare warning for this whole season because it's grim season.
It's grim season, yeah. I think they know that. You know, it's I think this game already has a reputation.
Yeah.
It precedes it. Orberg Gate.
Orberg. Berg.
We have to learn about HMs and TMs. You have to learn about Rock Smash, but we can't use it yet because we have to go get the badge.
That's right.
Where's Rourke, the gym leader?
Not at his gym because his gym's being blocked by fucking Adam Split. And I'm like, hey, man, why don't you split like the Adam?
Wow. Really good.
So
Rourke is down here in the mine and we have to kick them out. I didn't really ask Rourke what their pronouns were, and they're pretty androgynous. I'm now seeing, looking at the picture in the notes.
Rourke is male.
Okay.
Well, I'll also say this while we're on the topic of, we haven't really addressed this directly, the overworld. I'll say battles look pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. It just looks like the last like three games.
Yeah,
you know?
but that actually frustrates me even more that it's not even like consistent that these people look like a total fucking freak on the overworld, and then you get into the battle
and then
they look like a normal Pokemon sprite.
I know, what a shame. The chibi thing is just like,
it's killing me.
It's also like, it's so hard to like navigate with it, like when you go behind walls, like sometimes the walls like won't let you behind them and sometimes they will.
It's like disorienting, like that the NPCs still move on the like grid, but like you can just traverse however you want.
Really, it's such a bizarre choice.
The gym leaders, you know, are inconsistent in terms of how good they are. You have your Whitney's and then you have like, you know, a Brock. Well, Brock can be hard depending on what your starter is, but like, let's take this guy for example. Rock type
Rourke,
like a rock type gym leader is never set up for success.
Wow, this guy was not set up for success.
You look at, but like the gym leaders usually will at least look cool or intimidating. But you see him on the overworld and he just looks like a fucking like nesting doll. Like total.
Oh yeah, it looks like a chibi. Yeah.
A dweeb. You could just knock him over with like a hard pinch.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd be fucking begging for mercy. It looks totally fine in the battle, but it's just like, you just can't feel any kind of like drama. Once you see any of this in the overworld.
In the overworld, no. Well, we did when we were young boys, Joshua, once playing this game.
Well, not this one.
A few months ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like when we get to Cynthia, she's going to look like a joke and she's terrifying. I wonder if she'll still be terrified.
I bet she'll look great in these cutscenes.
Yeah.
Let's head back, Joshua, to Orberg Gym to finally take on
Rourke. One other thing I wanted to quickly note. Did you go to the the like obviously coal mine funded coal museum when you were here?
Oh, yeah, like big coal.
Where it's just like American Petroleum Institute style, just like obviously big coal is like got it right in its pocket. And like every exhibit is just like a big hunk of coal. And then it's like, here's how coal's made and here's why coal is powering us into the future. And it's like, what is this, Joe Manchin's district?
My character sounded bored. Sorry.
Joe Manchin's houseboat. It's more like it.
It's good. Yeah, that place, it was a racket, and it was also like packed with like plants, like, yeah. Shills.
Yeah, they're all like, this coal is so cool.
It was very busy, and everyone was very excited about it.
They're all being paid, and then for like the non-plants, it's just free because you're just getting indoctrinated.
Yeah.
They could just tuck you right into their pocket. But yeah, that's all there is to Orberg. And then
yeah, Orberg's pretty... short. We can just go take on our friend
Rourke.
Rourke. Should we talk about our teams that we brought into our battle with Rourke?
Sure.
That we built, that we cut out of this land, blood, sweat, and tears, and into our teams.
In a level check.
Everything is named after what they're most afraid of. Zone of Chaos is Magikarp, level 11.
Okay, go on.
Carp are an invasive species in the Great Lakes and really screw up the dams and locks. So what they do around dams and locks is create a carp hell.
Carp hell.
They electrify the water, they like vibrate it, and they like shoot air through it. Bubble gates, they're called.
Whoa. Well, bubble gate sounds fun.
Oh, and I think they do like underwater noises that are annoying to carp.
The U.S. Army Carps of Engineers built it.
Say that.
I'll say it again. The Army Carps of Engineers built that one.
I got it the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Carp Hell.
Carp Hell.
And that's Magikarp. The Zone of Chaos, level 11.
I mean, that does sound like a nightmare for him.
Paint and sand.
Okay.
Effective beaver deterrent. Mixed latex paint with sand painted on the bottom of a tree. Beaver proof. That's Bidoof, level 12.
Okay.
Furt Bomb. Well, Furt Bomb's dead.
Oh, that had a nice fun fact to it also.
Well, now no one gets to know it.
Well, maybe you'll get another Onyx sometime and you can reuse that one, that fun fact.
Hyena. Shinx.
Sure.
Level 14.
I know that one.
The only thing that hunts a lion.
Well, we all learned that in Lion King.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, my babies, Umbrae, the Eevee, level 15, and Pluto Monferno, level 15.
And Umbrae will, maybe that would be a spoiler if you're going to say what it becomes, but it feels like it's sort of obvious.
It's going to be kind of an Umbreon.
Yeah. All right, Crystal Ball. She's working on her witchcraft. She's building out her spell book. She doesn't really know what type of caster she is quite yet. So it's kind of a mix. See what sticks. See what really draws out her
Wow,
powers.
That's great. Can you do more of that this season?
What?
Kind of a mix, see what sticks?
Kind of a mix and see what sticks.
I love that for like sort of incantations.
Oh, that could be her... Oh, well, she does need to have a phrase, doesn't she? Like, she has to have a signature, like...
Is that a thing?
How does she use her hand to, like, use a wand? I guess...
I don't know. The Disney Channel
And then
logo.
She has, like... Well, I already forgot what her phrase is.
Give it a lick, see what sticks. I think that was it.
I think it's something like it was a mix and a sticks.
What did she bring into this?
Get in the mix and see what sticks.
What did she bring to the gym?
Bark skin, the turtwig.
Uh-huh.
Level 15. We have animal command, animal companion, Bidoof, level 11.
Bad spell. Have you been playing Baldur's Gate?
Cuz I couldn't find a spell that's like two dumb teeth, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that looks like something that would follow you around. And then when you finally get into a battle, it does 2 damage. And then somebody just like nails it with an arrow or a mage bolt or something. And it's curtains.
Yeah, it's like a fey squirrel and it's dead in one hit. Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad I spent a spell slot.
Like when I tried making a fucking rat an animal companion and that really worked out. Yeah, so canonically, it's like when any of these Pokemon die... It's the spell slot is used. And then she has to take a long rest, you know?
Okay.
Then we have Dust Devil, the Zubat, level 10.
I was kind of jealous. I never got a Zubat on my first go. I mean, I've killed a lot of Zubats now, but I kind of wanted a Zubat. I never get them. You always get them. I never get them.
I honestly think it could have been our Nuzlocke, the first one we ever did when I was forced to have a Zubat. It was definitely some weird...
I'm like into
constraint
it.
Where I had to have a Zubat and then I got it into a Crobat and then Crobat fucking owns.
I want that for me.
If it can live that long. I'm sure, Tanner, you're going to have more chances to catch a Zubat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Then we have Earthball.
Perfect name.
Geodude, level 12. That's a really
perfect name.
Perfect one.
Yeah.
That's basically just like the off-brand Geodude name would just be Earthball. Like if there was some Pokemon knockoff.
You better keep him on your team forever.
Well, there was that time where I was forced to run.
I'm going to bring in my Geodude now that you killed my Onix, by the way.
That was season two when I was... whenever I was doing the OC characters. Yeah, that's right. Dr. Roberts, because I didn't assume, I never thought that I would like keep a Geodude / Graveler / Golem around. And then it actually kind of slapped, at least back then. So anyway.
Great. Love the name.
Do you need to add one?
Yeah, I also have a Geodude, Salt Acid Rain.
Okay.
The most threatening thing to the tectonic plates, I think, is what I Googled.
Sure. I'm not going to.
Level 12.
I did stare at that exhibit at the Museum of Natural History for a while because the planetary part was closed and it was a nightmare. Go all the way up there and then the best part's closed.
Yeah.
And I still don't remember.
So we both have Geodudes. Great.
We both have Geodudes. That's who you have to elevate because of the Onix, I presume.
Yeah.
Tidal Wave, the Magikarp. Level 10. Has a chance of actually living because of that experience share. We will probably both end up with Gyarados, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't see any way around it.
I've never brought it into battle.
And they're soul linked.
That's cute.
Yeah.
There's also bug catchers. If you really want to like turn up the heat on yourselves, we couldn't go this far just because like we do have schedules to hit with this show. But there's mods to soul link where you can make it so that their primary type cannot be the same. So, like,
yeah.
Their number first billing can't be the same. So you couldn't have two Magikarp. We're not going to be that demented, but if you really want to, like, get nuts, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we have Featherfall, the Starly, level 13. And I am
beautiful
looking
name.
Forward. Thank you. I thought so. And I am looking forward to running this thing again.
Beautiful name for a beautiful bird.
I don't think you've gotten to do a Staraptor, have you?
No, you got to do that one last time, too. You fucking bird thief. I have a strap. Oh, no, you know what? I don't even think I caught one. Did I?
I don't think you did.
Let me go check the sheet. Oh, yeah, I caught one on Route 203, just in the box. You know what? I traded it to whatever my character's name was last season.
Is that how you got the Eevee?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that also that's a fair rule. We should have to sacrifice something to get the trade, right?
I sacrificed the Starly, so you have to sacrifice your Zubat.
Wait, I don't want to do that.
Because they're soul linked.
Well, we didn't talk about that.
Well, rules, courts closed, baby.
I thought the trade-in one was supposed to be a freebie.
Just said, we have to sacrifice something to get our freebie.
Damn it.
Or to get our traded one.
Oh, God, the rules court was the Supreme Court. There's no, like, federal circuit. Is there a lower court?
I think in this is like proto.
So the
like,
Zubat's out.
Justice. If once something is said, it's set in stone.
Okay, well, so, but you know that means at some point I could just trade one of these fuckers to get my trade in.
No, you have to trade your Zubat.
Oh, I trade the Zubat. So it's not a total loss cause. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I actually kind of did want to see if I could have a Crobat again, but.
No.
All right.
And then what else you got? That's it, right?
That's it.
Those are our teams brought into Rourke. Absolute clown show. Here was how it went. I brought in Monferno, and I was like, uh-oh, fire type, a little risky against rock. Is this going to be a little dicey?
That is kind of risky.
In a Nuzlocke? Am I being a little cheeky here?
He's got a Geodude, an Onix, and a Cranidos.
I keep Monferno in, and I do power up punch, I would say, 4 to 6 times and kill everyone on his team. And at one point, he even said to me, when Cranidos was coming out, he was like, ha ha, think you can take this next Pokemon down like you did the other ones? And I one-hitted it with Power Up Punch or whatever the other one was.
That's a great move to already have, actually. Yeah, that was the funny reveal. Like, when he said that, that was the only time I was like, wait a second. Is Kranidos, is it dual type? I was like, I think it's just rock, but like,
it's just rock.
Weirdly,
right?
Like bug or something, you know, like, because there's cradly and shit.
No, I am going to take it down the exact same
what's
way.
His face? The scorpion one that's
going to punch it.
Evolves into Armaldo. Yeah, they're all just rock or rock ground, even worse.
Yeah.
So obviously, I had Turtwig, Razor Leaf, everything in here. It was all one hit KO unless they had Sturdy, and then it was two hit KO.
Joke of a gym.
I mean, I know he must be getting propped up by like the coal industry, but they could do better than this.
Two things it did for us though, Joshua.
What?
Opened up the GSW and opened up our availability to trade and to battle one another, which we can do sometime.
Yeah, I think probably not quite yet.
And Wonder Trade, if we ever wanted to try that.
That could be something to discuss if we want to. We could collude, probably, right? If there's like a soul-linked pair that we don't care about
anymore.
Yeah, I think
we could do whatever we want as long as we both agree on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, a healthy relationship is all about communication when you're soul-linked. Or when you're lat or whatever you said.
The lat lifestyle.
Yeah.
Let's come back then, Joshua, next week.
Okay. I'll see you then.
And talk about our journey to...
get the forest badge at Eterna City.
Leader Gardenia.
It's on the nose.
Hmm. Reminds me. Go for some dinner after this. It's like a...
like Olive Gardenia?
Fake. It's like a fake meat brand.
Oh, okay. You're not going for Impossible or Beyond at this point?
You know, sometimes the Gardenias like makes... the things that the others don't, like chicken nuggets, for instance, for a 4-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Man, I would love some Beyond chicken nuggets, except I can just
eat chicken nuggets.
So.
Yeah, you can just eat regular chicken nuggets.
But I would try it. Like, I don't eat red meat that often, but I'll get Beyond or Impossible Burgers frequently just because I think it's good in a different way. You know?
I'm pulling the ripcord.
Yes.
We're out of here.
No, you're not intrigued by that
See
conversation.
See you next week, Gardenia.
All right.
Joshua, in the meantime, chip, chip, cheerio, Alola. What are they saying, Sina?
Well, I think that there's a lot of other things we had to say first, which is the part that you do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get to it.
What do they say in Sinnoh? I made this fucking joke the last time. I fell into my own setup. Sinnoh-ya later. Nice to Sinnoh-ya. Nice to Sinnoh-ya.
Yeah. It's funny. I just said it.
Yeah. But I delivered it better.
This has been Experience Shared Pokemon Podcast. My name has been Greenyados. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Jonix.
That's me.
Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. Do rate and review us on X.
Oh.
And on Instagram at expsharepod on both of those things.
Follow us there. Maybe we have a Threads by now. We've been threatening
probably
that
not
while. Probably not.
I would say that threat was pretty vague. I will do one if people really want to engage with us on Threads.
We post from time to time on these things still.
Not me.
Yeah. Tanner's not
Shell
even on
man.
X anymore, so that's all on me.
Yeah.
You can also find us on the subreddit, and there is actual activity there. The subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where at the beginning of the season, and are we backlogged? Yes, we still have to do a battle from season 7.
That's not really on us. That's a scheduling thing.
It's
though,
a
right?
scheduling thing. The winner of the
no,
past
that's a scheduling
trainer thing. Of the season is on Australia, and that's actually pretty hard for us to pull off.
Yeah.
We will do that, and then we will do it at the end of this season for the last season. But anyway, trainer of the season is where you compete with other bug catchers for your own level checks. And at the end of the season, the person with the most upvotes gets to do a battle with us. And we hang out. And then we crush them sometimes, or we get crushed.
Usually, I think I have a pretty fresh memory of crushing everybody I've ever fought in any of those.
That's how it went, I'm sure. Reliable narrator. And you can also go to experiencesharepod.com and buy some merch.
I do run the Bug Crushers. It's my gang.
You got to make a subreddit for that now, too. That probably is already.
Yeah, probably.
People who are like posting their wins for like crushing bugs.
What? Pulling the ripcord.
Well, bug crushing is really hot in New York City right now.
Hello, Joshua.
Lantern flies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Alola, Chip Chip Cheerio.
Alola. Smell you later. I'm not doing all the Chip Chip and the Cheerio.